Sports fans are much more likely to watch a game on television than to see it in person these days. Commentator Frank DeFord says free baseball on TV, like a few other inalienable rights, is one of the values Americans hold dear.
For those of us who've never been quite able to define exactly what the pursuit of happiness embraced, we're so fortunate as to have some citizens of the New York metropolitan area to explain Mr. Jefferson's words for us. It seems that that unalienable right endowed by our Creator along with life and liberty is the prerogative to enjoy baseball games for free on television. Now, here's the situation in Yankee land. The owner of the Pinstripes, boss George Steinbrenner, has set up his own network for the purpose of selling Yankee games to the various cable systems in Greater Gotham. Most all of said systems slurped up the opportunity, raised their monthly fees to all their subscribers in order to pay the freight to the Yankees, and thereby presented the Bronx Bombers to a grateful plurality of their viewers. Only one major system, Cablevision, refused to play ball. Cablevision said that it would be delighted to show the Yankees to its 3 million customers, but that since, hard as this is to believe, since not all of them were baseball fans, the Yankee game should go on a premium channel. In this scenario, only the eyeballs who wanted to watch the Yankees would pony up the bucks to pay off Steinbrenner. Well, it has been a video firestorm. Steinbrenner, through a spokesman, has sworn that none of this is about money. Gracious, no. It is only a matter of noblesse oblige. I cannot tolerate a situation where only people of high income get to see the Yankees on TV, swore his representative before a dubious consumer protection committee. But Cablevision has held fast to its own noble principles too, maintaining that baseball is but a pastime, not a constitutional given, and that, rather like pornography, fans cannot expect their neighbors to help pay for their indulgence. Stripped to its bones, though, this is just another skirmish in the continuing debate about the place of spectator sport in our society. It's tricky. Owning a team is not just a form of commerce, but neither is it a public trust. In olden times, it was simple. A man built a stadium, put a team on the field, and sold tickets. Those who wanted to supported the owner's team, just as they chose to support a gas station or a laundry or a drugstore. But at some point, civics entered the equation. Cities found that if they did not at least help build super stadiums and improve the access to these pleasure palaces, then they would lose their team to a more benevolent metropolis. A stadium or an arena came to be looked upon as an instrument of the common municipal good. Sure, not everybody uses parks and zoos, but everybody has to pay taxes for their upkeep. Same with stadiums. They bring a diverse people together so they might pursue happiness in togetherness. Even if owners like Mr. Steinbrenner profit from the public largesse, it seems to be a fair levy for a city to pay. Television, though, is something else again. It's a private divertissement. Television does not join us, it insulates us. If consenting adults in the privacy of their homes wish to watch the Yankees, fine. But I don't think the rest of us should have to pay for their intimate pleasure. There is no right to a stadium, but it's a valuable public amenity. Television may be life and liberty to many folks, but it's private and it's business, and it's just like the old days. You want to support a team? Buy your own ticket.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.